Chapter 8.
If you only knew the gift of God. If you only knew what God is offering and who it is that is saying to you, "Give me a drink," you would have been the one to ask, and he would have given you living water. John chapter 4. We can see in our materialistic world that many, and above all the young, are thirsting for prayer. Many books are written about prayer and sometimes give the personal witness of their authors. However, prayer is not transmitted in the same way that knowledge is. We see vocal prayer often being despised and abandoned. On the other hand, people are passionately seeking a new form of the interior life. They are interested in the methods and techniques of meditation and contemplation. However, quite often, they remain in the purely human domain and never get beyond self-seeking. Christian prayer is an encounter with God in the deepest part of our soul. Vocal prayer and inner prayer complete each other and form a whole. As we have said in the preceding chapters, through baptism we have become children of God. God lives in us. The Spirit of God prays in us. This life of God in our soul is given us gratuitously, but it is maintained by personal and constant effort. We have to become more and more conscious of this profound life within us. The experience of those who have preceded us confirms that one learns to pray by praying. Learning to pray is as important and exacting as learning to love. If I love someone, I don't need to wait for a unique and extraordinary occasion to show the person. I can do it by little signs of affection. I can take time to meet this person, to write him or her, or to read and reread a letter from him or her. I can think of him, look at his photograph, imagine what he is doing at the moment. In this sense, we can create an atmosphere, a framework of communication. This is discovered and learned little by little. It is the same for prayer. In general, a set prayer is a frame for our relationship with God. The Our Father is the chart for all our prayer. Though Jesus used the traditional prayers, and it is certain he did, he also prayed spontaneously on many occasions, as the Gospel shows. Some verses of the Psalms were so familiar to him that they rose to his lips at the most important moments of his life. "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Psalm 22. This is true for us also. Many have experienced it in the extreme situations of their lives, during the war, for instance, or during a serious illness, or when in danger of death. The simple vocal prayers, which they had learned long ago, were perhaps the only way they could pray. Such prayers, which we know by heart, are just as necessary for us as spontaneous prayer and mental prayer in all its forms. For many of us, it is essential to learn to pray with formulas in order to interiorize them and so arrive at personal prayer. This can work in the other direction too. However, recited prayer and invented prayer always go together in order to express the multiple sentiments of our heart. Pray in the name of Jesus. All Christian prayer goes through Jesus. It must be according to the interior and spiritual attitude which he has taught us that we are children of God. The surest proof we are praying in the name of Jesus and in his Spirit is to be able to say as he did, "Father, your will be done." "I tell you most solemnly, anything you ask for from the Father, he will grant in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, and so your joy will be complete." John chapter 16. You who believe in the name of the Son of God have this confidence that He hears us whenever we ask for anything according to His will. 1 John chapter 5. In the Spirit. After His resurrection, Jesus left us His Spirit, whom He had promised and announced, "When the Spirit of truth comes, He will lead you to the complete truth." John chapter 16. The Spirit, too, comes to help us in our weakness. For when we cannot choose words in order to pray properly, the Spirit Himself expresses our plea in a way that could never be put into words. Romans chapter 8. He enlightens our intellect, warms our heart, and enlightens our way. Our prayer is, first of all, His work. We don't so much have to pray ourselves as to let Him pray in us. It is He who will teach us to discover our dignity as children and so respond to the Father's love. The proof that you are sons is that God has sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, the Spirit that cries, "Abba, Father." Galatians chapter 4. Filial love gives birth in us to total trust. Hope is not deceptive because the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which has been given us. Romans chapter 5. To be a Christian is to have the certitude that the Spirit of God continues His action in the world and acts in us. Let us call on the Spirit of Jesus to pray in us. Spirit of Jesus, come into our souls. Our Founder. Making the sign of the cross is a gesture which can become habitual, more or less unconscious and mechanical. Do we think of making it attentively as an act of faith and an act of prayer? In the course of our crowded days, if made attentively, it places us in the presence of God and can become a short meditation. This prayer, linked to an exterior sign, makes us rediscover the value of corporal acts.